All right. Well, I am excited today to be a part of this body, and thanks for everybody participating in worship and announcements, and just want to say thanks, guys. I love you guys. But Pat and Chris are out of town this week, and they wanted some thoughts on LTGs to be shared, so Jason and Brian and I volunteered, and then Brian got sick, so Jason's doing double duty. He's covering Brian's section, and we're just excited to share what LTGs are and what it's done in our life and what it means. All right. So let's just pray first. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would get the glory today. Lord, you've saved us. You've brought us here, God. You've created this world that's so amazing and complex and so easy for you to do. Lord, you're big and you're powerful. We're grateful for what you've done, for who you are, God, and we just want to be with you this morning, God, and we want your name to be supreme in this place, in Jesus' name, amen. So what does LTG stand for? What's the L? Everybody say it.
Life.
Okay, and the T?
Transformation.
And the G?
Group.
Okay. I always think of my dad because his initials are LTG. But that's different. We're talking about life transformation groups. And as we're talking, please feel free to bring up any comments or questions. And know that we've saved a little bit of time at the end for that as well. But if we're in the middle of something you don't understand or have a good comment, please feel free to bring that up. So an LTG is a group of two or three people that meets weekly to encourage and stimulate faith to be known, to know and to care deeply for one another. As followers of Christ, our lives should be with Jesus, like Jesus, and for Jesus. And so an LTG can really do that. And if you think about the name Life Transformation Group, it really can transform your life. There really is power in it if you take it seriously. So Colossians 3:15 through 17. David, that reminds me, could you pass those out. Thank you. I'll read it for us. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So a little bit about my LTG experience. I've been in an LTG with Robin for a few years now, and we've had some other guys in our LTGs at times. I've done Skype LTGs with a couple guys in China, which is pretty cool. So it's really a versatile tool. It's something that I haven't always taken seriously when I've met with my LTG partner every week. You know, thinking about, I'll just check that box off, we'll get it out of the way and go on with our lives. And I've realized more and more that if I'm not engaging in this LTG, and I'm not taking it seriously, I'm probably not growing as a disciple. And coming to an LTG knowing that you've failed that week, you haven't done something well, that's a challenge. And whether it's a failure from sin or failure from your actions, lack of prayer and absence of faith, it's tough. And it's a good pressure to have, I think. It's been a good pressure for me to know that someone will be asking you how your week went. And I've also been in LTGs that weren't real LTGs. It was just kind of turned into a time to chat, which isn't the purpose, or a time to ask advice, which isn't the purpose. That coming to an LTG and not letting it transform your life just kind of shows where your heart is. If you want your life to be transformed, you can transform it. And if it doesn't change, then you know, maybe you don't want it bad enough. So the first part of an LTG, if we want to be with Jesus, like Jesus, and for Jesus, is with Jesus. So that's reading the scripture every week. You read the same thing as your partner, and the emphasis is not on getting it done, but on being with God. and reading the same scripture someone else is encouraging. It's easier to relate, discuss the same passage, and it's good to hear another person's thoughts on the same words. Then you discuss, were you with Jesus this week? What did you hear from God? What did you apply what you read in the Bible this week? It's a great time to share verses of encouragement or conviction. Another part of being with Jesus is walking in step with Jesus. And did you abide in what Jesus had for you this week? It's also a time to talk about worship and thanks and expressing gratitude and exalting Jesus in your heart and your mind. Another part's growing like Jesus. So attitudes and actions, discussing things like your finances, the way you speak to others, important relationships in your life, a lot of just the daily grind. And have you walked with Jesus? Have you been a servant this week? And a part of that is understanding Jesus, to know what he was like. And it's not just actions to check off a list. And the last third is being for Jesus. And that's really loving the people around you, being Jesus to the people around you. Having specific, if you have, you will have specific people in your life that need Jesus. So are you praying for them? Are you taking actions to bring them Jesus' love? And so what does that look like every week? It's, you know, an hour and a half that you spend with your LTG partner going over these questions. 20 or 30 minutes to go over each section. And it's not designed to be a burden in our lives. It's supposed to be an intentional and valuable part of your week, an investment. And it's a time to evaluate ourselves and think, are we doing what we should be doing? So what is it not? LTG is not chat time. Unfortunately, there's lots of week to do that, but an LTG isn't just for catching up. It's really to be intentional. It's not a time of mentorship or discipleship. Jesus is our greatest mentor and discipler, and mentorship and discipleship are valuable and important, but just not a part of an LTG. That could be another time to meet with someone during the week. And it's a time to talk about life's challenges. It isn't time to talk about life's challenges. I'm sorry. Exclusively. I mean, you're going to be, part of your life is the challenges you face, but it's not a time to whine or to feel sorry for yourself. And it's not a time for all of your relational needs to be met. So we should be cultivating relationships with all the people around us, including our LTG partner, outside of that weekly time. And who is it for? It's for Christians who want to take seriously their mandate to be a disciple. Who can be your partner? Anyone, as long as they're the same gender. We do single gender because it's easier to be open and honest and relate with someone of your gender who shares more similar struggles. And your age and your spiritual maturity aren't relevant. You could have an LTG with, I could have an LTG with someone who is 20 years older than me or someone who's 10 years younger than me, and it doesn't matter because it's a time to connect and not a time to be mentored. So when do you do it? It's time from your week that's, you want to take time from your week that's not likely to be invested in other relationships. So you don't want to do it on a Saturday afternoon or a weekday evening when other people are open and ready to connect in a relationship. Most people do them early in the morning before work, or I've done them before late in the evening after other opportunities are over. So that's basically what an LTG is. Jason's going to talk about more specifically about being like or being for Jesus. I'll share one verse real quick. Colossians 3, 1 through 3. If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, your life is hidden with Christ in God.
So LTGs have been a part of my life for longer than I've been here. When I was in Iowa City, I was with a church that we were a house church only, and so we didn't have Sunday mornings services. We didn't have times where we had teachings. Like, everything was pretty much community-driven. When we got together with house churches, we would just share the word together, and we used LTGs as a main tool. And looking back, we used it. We were a little bit legalistic in the fact that we really pushed reading 25 chapters a week and reading every single day. And I think that that got to be just a checklist for people. And like Travis was saying, it can easily be that. And we had people that would, to not let their LTG partners down, they would read like 18 chapters the night before LTG and then just not remember anything and not connect with it. Because that, I think that is, can be a struggle in LTGs, is to not, to make it about doing things and make it about getting the readings done and getting, being able to answer the questions and being able to make it all the way through the brochure. But I think it, with anything, I think it's about being a disciple and about connecting. You know, like, you know, we encourage people to read the Word and be an LTG so that they're connecting with Christ and connecting with God, not just doing things. In my own life, I think about John chapter 15 a lot. This is something I've been really meditating on for probably the last year or so, is trying to be like the vine and the branches. I'll read that verse quick. It says, sorry, I lost it here. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I just want, like, my goal when I read the Bible is not to get a certain amount of the word read. It's to connect. It's to be like the branch that's connected to the vine, that is drawing life from the vine and being in relationship with God, getting to know him, not really just looking. Like, I can, when I was younger, I would always look and read just for application. What, God, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to change? Now I see it more as, what do you want me to believe? How do you want me to know you more? So that I can, and then the actions flow out of that connection with my Savior, instead of always just looking for just the application. And so, because I think that if your goal walking into this is to just have a quiet time, then it's just a box to check. And it's just, I just want to get my reading done for the day so I can move on. I just want to write my one verse down in the journal so that I can move on. But if your goal is to abide in, like it says in John 15, to abide in the vine, then your goal will become connecting. And so you could read one verse or one chapter or one section of some scripture and connect and really hear God's voice, then that's the goal. That's the goal of LTGs. That's the goal of being a disciple, is to be with God, to not just do things for God. And one of the big things that it talks about in the brochure, and it's one of the questions, is, are you giving thanks? Are you connecting in that way with God? And I think that this for me has been really huge to understand. My wife is probably one of the most grateful people I know. Like, she, like, it really bothers her when she does something and I don't say thank you, even if it's cooking something or doing something really small, that she just really notices when I say thank you or when I don't. And I think that this has really been good for my heart to understand that God wants us to be grateful, and having that grateful heart and being able to, you know, be thankful in some way helps me connect to God and helps me not just dwell on all the hard things in life, but to truly connect and truly have that encouragement and remember all the good things about God and about what he's done. Just one second. I think that was... So, yeah, that's everything that I had for... you can look more at the brochure there and look at the questions. I just wanted to try to give that, the why behind the questions and why those questions are there. It is... All of it's around connecting with God, and all of it's focused on being a disciple and walking with him. We're not just trying to get everyone to do the same thing or to be in a small group. Or, you know, if you're at a place where that these questions don't connect with your heart, I think it's okay to not be in an LTG. But this is something that I think is a very valuable tool, and I've seen it for years bear fruit, good fruit in my life. And so I do encourage people to be in them. I understand that maybe it's not for everybody, but it is something that has helped me connect with God and walk with God. And so that's what we really want.
All right. And a good question to ask yourself when you're thinking about being like Jesus is, am I being conformed to the image of the Son? So in an LTG, this just takes the form of several topics to discuss, and accountability is a big part of it. Discussing how your week was in terms of your finances, the way you spent your time, the way you acted towards people in important relationships in your life, the struggles you faced, discussing those is a big part of it. But what can happen is people don't engage their heart. They just check the box and keep going, and it can look like this. I came up with an example. It's not for my life, but I could see it happening, and some of you, it may resonate. So you say to your partner, how are your finances this week? How is your financial situation? And your partner says, good. I think I remembered a tithe. How about you? You say, it was just okay. I spent my tithe money on my satellite TV bill because it was overdue. But God wants us to pay what we owe, right? And your partner would say, I guess. Did you get a chance to share your faith this week? And you say, yeah. I smiled and waved, and I smiled real big at this homeless guy who was asking for money on the corner. I didn't give him anything because I knew he'd probably just go spend the money on drugs. I didn't want to, promote drug use. But I think smiling and waving really showed him the love of God. Most people probably don't even look at him when they drive by. So, yeah, I shared my faith. How about you and your partner? They may say something like, no, I didn't really have any opportunities. I would have, but, it never really seemed like the right time. It never really came up. And the sad truth is that's, we're not engaging our heart when that happens. It's important also that we know what Jesus is like in order to be like him. So don't just check the box, strive to be like your Savior. So what was Jesus like? He was free. John 13:1-5. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from his meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water in a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. So Jesus was free in his relationship with the Father. This allowed him to bravely engage in the world. He didn't have to worry about what others thought or how he looked to society. And that's something that we should strive for. Are we free from sin overwhelming us? Are we free to love? Are we free to engage in relationship with those around us? Jesus was also always willing. In Luke chapter 9, he sent his disciples out, his 12 disciples, to proclaim the kingdom of God. And they just came back. In verse 10 and 11, when the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed healing. So Jesus, he had a good priority here. He was going to spend time with his disciples. They went off to be alone. They'd just come back from a big experience, and they're probably going to talk about it. Just spend some time together, which is a really good thing. But the crowds around them, the good people and the bad people and the nice and mean and the needy and the sick and the annoying and everybody, they wanted to be with Jesus. So they heard about it, and they went to be with him. And Jesus' answer was to be with them. He didn't say, I've got something better to do. He said, I'm going to be with you today. He was willing to give of himself to others. Are we? That's a good question to ask yourself in the LTG. And Jesus was also connected to the Father. Like the branches connected to the vine, like Jason was talking about. Jesus was always praying, withdrawing to be alone and spend time with God. And this gave him his freedom and the foundation to love others. So are we connected to the Father? And it's tough to honestly evaluate yourself sometimes. And that's why it's really good to have a partner to discuss it with. Often just sharing your struggles out loud will make them seem less significant or maybe even silly. And another set of eyes on your life can really help to identify bad patterns or thoughts or things that are really worth praising. The bottom line is we're each responsible for our walk with God and conforming our lives to be like Jesus. Deep down, we really know, with some practice, you can know if you're doing well or not. But to bring that before somebody else every week has been really, really helpful in my life. It's not a small thing. It changes the world to be like Jesus. I found a quote from somebody: if Christ does not reign over the mundane acts in our lives, he does not reign at all. So kind of as we're going through our daily lives, if we're not being like Christ, how are we going to be like Christ when the big things happen?
And the last section of in the LTG is to how to be for Jesus. And this is really about the identity that God has given us as being ambassadors. And I think that plays off of the other areas. Being with him and being for, being like Jesus will feed into being for Jesus. And that idea of our ambassadorship is from 2 Corinthians 5:20, where it says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us." Because if we were thinking about the idea of being an ambassador, if you're an ambassador for the U.S., you know, you'd be living in a different country. You'd be obviously be different from everybody around you. Your job would be to talk about what the U.S. wants. You would not be talking about your own agenda. You would not be thinking about your own plans. You'd be there as a representative for that country. And so if we are ambassadors for Christ, then we need to be for Jesus. And so the idea, like this idea of ambassadorship, again, is something that I've been thinking quite a bit about, because when with my business that I run downtown, I am an ambassador. I don't live downtown. I don't. I am somebody that's every time I step out of the door, I literally think I'm on mission for Christ. You know, when I interact with a barista at the coffee shop, when I talk to a bartender at a restaurant or a bar or the breweries downtown, I'm thinking, even if it's a 1 or 2 minute interaction, I'm thinking I'm representing Christ to this person. I am an ambassador. Because if you have this mindset that I'm always on an ambassador, it really changes the way you interact with just about anybody. And so in the LTGs, having this ambassador mindset will change the way that you talk about this section in the pamphlet. Because when you talk about the people that are, you know, there's blanks in there to put people's names down. When you're putting people's names down, you can easily think, well, I'll just look for needs and pray for those needs of people, whether it be health problems, financial struggles, other things that are going on in their life that are difficult, and we'll just pray for those. But if you're not praying for their spiritual side as well and praying for their salvation, if they don't know Jesus, if they haven't repented and they aren't walking with Christ, then it just breaks my heart to think that praying for their physical needs is just part of the problem, and it's not going to help them in the long run if you're just praying for talking about those temporary needs. And so that's why and I think it is good to pray for those things, obviously, because those things can be what Jesus is using to draw those people to himself. But that's why the pamphlet is so specific on mission, is that it's to keep us in that mindset so that when we are looking for, when we're interacting with people, that it is that mindset of I'm looking for that ambassador relationship and trying to see needs and really love them by seeing those needs as something that God is doing in their lives to draw them to himself. And so and I think it also has questions so that it helps us stay mission-focused, because as you all know, life gets full and life gets busy and life has lots of activities, and you can easily forget about this side of things. And that's why the questions in there are so specific as to what is your plan? What are you going to do this week? How are you going to share your faith? It's to help us keep that in our heads, because it can easily get lost. I know that it can be so easy to turn inward with all the different things that I've got going on, all the different things that I need to figure out and think about. And if we're not intentionally asking those questions, it's there to be a tool to help us turn outward and to look for those opportunities and the ways that God is working in people's lives. And David's going to take a moment and share how LTGs have impacted him. Just a little testimony. And then after that, if you guys, anybody has a question about LTGs or anything that we've said today, we're going to open it up to that as well. So,
so for me, I can think back in the day when I wasn't an LTG. And actually, first thing I want to say is I was actually scared. I remember it was something Pat was doing in Symbio at the time. You know, he was bringing it out, and people were starting to get in. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't. These questions are pretty specific, and I just don't, you know, that kind of thing. And honestly, that was a good thing for me. I mean, if you were in a trench with a buddy, and he says, man, you know, and you're saying, okay, this is what's going on, it's good to have that guy say, okay, yeah, this is good for you. You know, okay, I'm seeing a pattern here, and you might not even be seeing it because, you know, in Proverbs it talks about, you know, fools' ways are good in his mind. And if you're a fool, you might not actually know what you're doing. And so it was good for me. I remember Brian and Matt beginning and just saying, you know, David, I'm seeing this, and I love you, and what's going on? Why are you acting in this way? What's your heart behind it? And then the other side is, and we were at the beginning, I will admit, we were the guys that were checking off boxes. Because that was kind of where we were. We'd try to read, I remember reading Jeremiah on one Faith Walkers. We had to reread it. If one of us messed up, if we didn't get all the way through, all of us would reread what we read and just keep on doing it over and over again, which God really blessed in the fact that it really drilled into my head. So it's not all bad. But the other side would be is I remember like trying to read 7-8 chapters of Jeremiah, trying to get it done because I'm like, I don't want to let the other guys down because I don't. And that's not what LTG is about. It's not, I would really strongly say, don't do that. It's good to be rereading the same stuff over and over again because maybe there's something that God's really trying to get you to ignore, or not ignore, something he's trying to get you to see, and you're just kind of glossing over it. So the reading would be another thing that really helped me in that I know a lot more scripture than if I hadn't done it, because I went over it a lot of times with my buddies. And also there's things that I never saw, like, and they would just pop right out. Like they'd say, well, did you see that? And I'm like, no, I didn't see that. And we get all jazzed up and excited because I learned something and he learned something. And it was just a good time of remembrance of where God is leading us and that discipleship that God's doing through us. And then also outreaching to other people through that too, that they can be praying for the people that are in your life and you can be praying for the people that are there, and just keep on lifting that up so that you're working, you know, you have someone praying for the same people in your life and that they care. So I don't know if that's, you guys can correct me if that's all wrong, but anyway, here's your thing.
Thank you, David. So, does anybody have any comments or questions about LTGs? Yes, Rebecca.
I have just one specific one. Since I've been in an LTG, it seems like whenever we come up to this question, we kind of just skip over it. And so I'd like just a little more clarification so that, I mean, maybe there's a reason why we haven't been answering it. We just don't know exactly what they're getting at. Under the abiding in Jesus, yoked and being comforted, the staying in step part, I think all of us kind of struggle with, like, how to answer that. It's like, yes, no, but I don't really know what it's asking, so help me.
Let me understand that. Okay. I would think of that as being in like the concept of walking with Jesus. I think that it's granted hard things happen, you get discouraged or something, but understanding how to, that you know how to get back in step and get back walking with him, instead of just, it's not just like I'm doing everything that God wants me to be doing. It's a, have you been, when you do struggle, or if it's like, if there is a stumbling, then you pick yourself back up and then you start walking again. It's not about just doing everything and staying all, because you could answer and say, yes, I've done everything that God wants me to do this week. And you're like, okay, what does that mean? You've done, you're perfect, then you should just be taken to heaven. You know? So I think it's about staying in step, is about doing those things that you know that will help in that connection. Because there are going to be times where you get down and you get discouraged. And as much as I hate to think about it, there are times where we're going to sin. And that's repenting and then saying, I'm going to change my direction and get back in step and get back in walking with. Does that make sense? Or I don't want to just use like ambiguous terms like walking with Jesus, because that you could
just... Right, it's not about, like, you know, instead of reverting back to, you know, an old version of you that would have just kept going or, like, sulking or whatever, it's about reminding yourself of God's truths and what he desires for you and being in relationship with him and getting back on track.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does.
Okay. Now I can answer it in your... does anybody else have... Could be as specific as that or... something that we said this morning that didn't make sense. Yes.
If you're not in an LTG, how do you get this?
If you're not in an LTG and you would like to be in one, I would just, people that you're with on a regular basis. It could be someone in your community group. Like if you're in Young Families, you could talk to other people in Young Families and be like, "Hey, are you in an LTG? I want to get in one." Just start asking around to people that you're in relationship with. Say, hey, I'd like to do this. Would you like to do this with me? Any other questions? Does anybody else have anybody else want to share something than what David said that would encourage others in LTGs?
Being like, okay, I read this, and then I did it, and then having someone who's going to ask you that, like, how to do it, it was just huge, because it's where the rubber hits the road, because you're actually going somewhere with what you read, whereas I'm tempted, if I'm just reading my 1 year or whatever, I'm like, yeah, I read it, and that's what happened, and then I went on with my day, but with this one, it really does force you, like, hey, how is God's word changing you? And that, to me, is like the most valuable part of the thing. So, it's really fun.
Excellent. Well, if any one last chance, anybody have a question or a comment?
I will say, the most encouraging thing for me is it's not magic. Being in an LTG is not going to instantly make you better at reading. You're always going to get the darkness. Somebody else is listening, you know, whatever. If anything, I think that's when you get attacked most, to not be able to read or get way busy or whatever it is. And you're like, oh, I couldn't read, and how did this always happen when I'm supposed to have LTG? But what it does do is gives you the opportunity to put in more and to see the growth, and you really get to praise God for watching where you started and watching where you go to. I get more out of it when I put stuff into it, but I went in with that, oh, it's going to be magic. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. God's going to bless that. I mean, he does. But it's actually, it's directly proportional to what you put in is what you're going to get out. And then you can actually measure and praise God on the way. So, well, I don't know how I got here. I guess I'll praise Him one day when I get here. You know, yeah. I guess it's more measurable, and then God gets more praise out of that. So I think it's good.
I had a couple other hands.
What's a good age to start?
If you are still living at home with your parents, I would talk to your parents and say, I would like to do this. You could, like in your family, you could probably do it with one of your sisters, or do it with another high schooler. So I'd probably talk to your parents. But I think that it is a great tool for high schoolers. And like, my oldest daughter is 8, so I haven't thought through exactly when she would start doing this, but she reads the Bible quite a bit, so. I saw one other hand. Yes, Donna.
So the duration of an LTG, because I've been in one for a few years, and I know you're kind of supposed to change it up every once in a while. It's very comfortable and lovely and nice, and I love the ladies I'm with, but, you know, how do you avoid hurt feelings and whatnot if you're kind of like, okay, we've been here for a while, and I feel like, you know, there are other people who aren't in an LTG that maybe want to be in an LTG and should do something different?
You want to answer?
Sure. One of the things that I don't think we hit on very well was an LTG is a model that is very reproducible. And so it's something that you can bring other people in. If there's two of you and a third person wants in, that's great. And a fourth person wants in, that's great. You have two groups of two again, two groups that are ready to go out and find somebody else to be in that group. And so in a situation where you've been in the same group for a long time, maybe invite somebody to join. And I think it's something that I want to do for the rest of my life until I get it figured out, which I don't think that'll happen. But I think it's something that is really valuable. And even if it is, like Robin and I have been doing it for a few years now, and I think that some days we check off the boxes, but when we're engaged in it, it helps our lives.
And I think that the idea of, like Travis said, the idea is to that it is something that is designed to be multiplied, and it is designed to get to two, start with two, add a third, add a fourth, multiply into two groups of two, add a third, add a fourth, multiply again. And so that's the idea, is that it's something that we're supposed to be constantly changing. And there's part of me that doesn't like that, because I want that intimacy. I want that person that I'm meeting with to really know me. And the fact that I'm constantly multiplying, you have to be willing to be vulnerable with new people and to be open with new people. And that can be a struggle, but it is something that I think the more open you are, the more your heart is open, the more you love, and the more that you have an opportunity to rejoice with more people and know more people. And so there are benefits, but I also understand that heart side of wanting to be known and wanting to have a safe place to share your struggles and to share your celebrations. So the idea of an LTG is that it's to be something that's constantly, almost constantly changing. So does that make sense? Does that answer? Okay. Yes, Adam.
One quick thought that, so Mike Hanright, Rob, and I are all in LTG right now. And one of the things that's kind of helped me is when we first kind of started doing it, it was truly about, like, oh, boy, I better get my reading done. I got to try to figure out how this is going to look for the guys I'm meeting with and everything like that. And one of the things that we discussed during our LTGs at one point was just remember that the Holy Spirit is with us at all times. He's always watching. So it's not just about the guys that you're meeting with and being accountable to them, but you're also just being accountable to yourself and the fact that the Spirit is with you at all times. He's always there with you. He knows, you know, the struggles that you go through. So that was one of the things that was really encouraging me starting here, just because it was, you know, I felt like I was hiding things sometimes, but in reality I'm not hiding anything. And it's only detrimental to my spirit.
Very good one. Thank you. One last chance. Well, okay. LTGs, again, this is, it is a tool. It is something, like Sam was saying, it's not something that is magically going to change your life. It's reading the Word, being in step with the Spirit is going to, that is what's really going to change your life, is being with God and being conformed to His image. So I will close this in prayer, and then we can open the doors and hand that out for the rest of the week. God, I thank you for the chance to have this discussion and to encourage each other in being in LTGs. And God, I thank you that it is not about just checking boxes, that it is about knowing you and walking with you and being your child and being your ambassador. So God, thank you that it is a relationship that you call us to. God, that we get to be your children. So, Father, I thank you for sending your Son so that we could be your body and be with you. And God, I just pray that for the rest of the week, that, as Adam said, that we would be staying in step with your Spirit, and that we would be knowing that you are always with us. In your Son's name, amen.